A new bar is taking shape in Aggieville. Owner Daniel Milligan, who also owns Fats Bar, says the new Three Brothers Bar will offer multiple entertainment experiences under one roof.
This being a dynamic space, we've got that sports bar lounge feel. Then we're also going to have our game room that you can access from the lounge area. And then in the back room, that will be where we'll have live DJs, live music, more of a dancing area.
Milligan says the bar's name is personal, inspired by his family, and marks his first chance in more than 20 years in the industry to create a concept from the ground up. The bar is expected to open later this spring, with social media teasing an April launch. A former Manhattan mayor, legislator, and Fort Riley commanding general says having a proper administrator will help Riley County have, quote, a seat at the table with other entities. Mike Dodson spoke Thursday as part of the Citizen Group for Advancing Riley County Growth and Prosperity, sharing its conclusions in a presentation to county commissioners. Dodson says the ad hoc citizen group he represents sees the change as necessary, partly because longtime county clerk Rich Vargo is not seeking re-election. Vargo has taken on some of the responsibilities that would typically fall to a county administrator.
Externally, we really don't have any counterpart to interact with the city manager or, let's say, the external affairs officer at KSU or even Fort Riley. So some of these things are just facilitating the Riley County government along with your counterparts across the county.
The commission in February hired a consultant to make a recommendation on changes to the county's leadership structure. That recommendation included an administrator who could oversee day-to-day operations in a way that the three elected county commissioners might not be able to. Some county employees have pushed back against the idea of a new person as an overall supervisor. However, Dodson says it will be necessary to get the job done.
We don't want to just create an administrator who is, in essence, a department head. I think what we'll find with that is we didn't do anything and we're going to spend money.
He says hiring an administrator would free up commissioners to focus on policy and has suggested implementing a task force to define positions and develop a timeline for a resolution. The commission didn't comment and took no action. Development within the Manhattan Business Park near Manhattan Regional Airport is taking shape, according to the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Economic Development Director Darren Solden told county officials Thursday that the Amazon facility is nearing completion, with landscaping work now underway. Earlier this week, the Manhattan Fire Department's Division of Risk Reduction also issued a building permit for Torgerson Electric Company's new $5 million, 15,000-square-foot facility.
Great projects, great jobs, no additional local incentives on those, so that's a really solid thing. Generates a good amount of tax revenue right off the bat.
Just a couple small city-owned parcels remain in that business park, though Solden says chamber officials are actively pursuing some privately owned parcels within the business park.
We've been working on for a number of years to potentially acquire those back that were given as part of past incentive projects or for past projects, and we are making some really good progress on one of those, so hope to be able to kind of, an offer has been made and a verbal agreement has been reached, so hope to be able to come to you next month and tell you that's progressing.
A Riley County jury on Thursday acquitted a former Junction City Middle School wrestling coach on charges of sexual misconduct. Jurors found 23-year-old Mason DuSault not guilty of indecent liberties and aggravated indecent liberties against two teenage girls. DuSault was accused of fondling both girls who were involved with the wrestling team during an event in Manhattan in late 2024. He maintained his innocence throughout the court proceedings. That's a look at news this morning. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.